Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting third. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Brian Holden. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. One out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braggs. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Braggs steals second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Worthington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Braggs moves to third. Deer moves to second. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulak hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. Bradley tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milligan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradley moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradley scores. Tettleton scores. Milligan moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Deer strikes out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsalak hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bradley is hit by the pitch. Ripken moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield misplays the ball. That's an error on Sheffield. Ripken moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder pinch runs for Joey Meyer. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Felder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mark Williamson now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Felder moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Yount reaches second base with a double. Felder scores. Gantner goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Orioles. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milligan moves to third. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Surhoff and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Milligan scores. It's 4-2. Orioles. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 3 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Tony Foss is now pitching. Brady Anderson pinch hits for Joe Orsolac. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Worthington. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Worthington steals second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Aldrich now pitching. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. Worthington moves to third. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Brady Anderson now playing center field. Mike Devereaux now playing right field. Steve Finley now playing left field. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Deere hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Felder moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.